Is it typing? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Again, so maybe what I'm trying to suggest is that the while the Ramban sees at least the din of Alei HaShleim as an independent mitzvah, that it's conceivable to have the din of the Tmidim. And again, I think it's L'shitaso. The Rambam think is in a broader orientation. Ramban thinks that, you know, each Talmid is separate. And again, it's interesting that Ola Ola Rishona isn't separate. Maybe that's part of, you know, Talmid Shel Shachar. But the din, at least, of Talmid Shel Bein Arba'im and Alei HaShleim are two separate dinim. Whereas the Rambam thinks it's all one, and appears from Shnayis and in Hilchos Tumidin. He does two things. Number one, as I say, he integrates Ola Ola Rishona and Alei HaShleim, as if to say they are connected. And he also seems comfortable whenever he talks about the Chiyuv Tmidim to almost immediately integrate these halachos into each other. By which I'm trying to suggest, going back to the question of, it could be the debate between the Rambam and Ramban again, is how free or what your criteria are for separate minyan mitzvahs, just like I said about Minchas Chavitim and Kriyas Shema and, you know, Bal Yiroah and Tmura. Namely, there are a whole bunch of debates, sometimes between the Rambam and Ramban, but everybody admits their exceptions too, and that's what makes it complicated. So it could be it's about that, but at least for today, I'm suggesting that in addition, maybe there's a difference in orientation. Maybe the Ramban is more apt to look at all these dinim as being independent, whereas the Rambam sees all of this as a package. The Rambam thinks that Tmidim constitute the framework, the bookends of the Beis HaMikdash. And whether that's a din in the Tmidim or that's a din in the Mikdash, I think is an interesting question too. But if that's true, so the idea that the Tmidim are related to each other and that each, you know, the Tamid Shel Boker being Shel Shachar being the Dafka the first and the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im being Dafka the last end up being part of the same idea. If that's the case, going back to the question I asked before, which is, the Gemara seems to say that according to Rava, Sheshu Machtza, right, is the proper time for the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So how can the Gemara say that because of Alei HaShleim, we delay it? Is that because it's only a din, you know, in the beginning time, and everything else is Zriza Makdim of the Mitzvah, and for the sake of another halacha, you know, the reason doesn't work. The reason is only when there's a vacuum, right? Or is it a triage din, right? You have a clash between, you know, the preferable time, the lechatchila way to do tamid, right? And the iser or the mitzvah of Alei HaShleim. And then, you know, you plug it into the normal dinim, what happens when you have a clash, you know, in the zmanim of two mitzvos. But what I'm suggesting now is a third option, and that is that Alei HaShleim, according to the Rambam, maybe not according to the Ramban, is part and parcel of the character and nature of the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So the idea that it has a lechatchila zman, but if there are nedarim in the Davos, that would, you know, justify a delay, even if it was more than Zrizin Magdim in the mitzvos, that becomes an internal factor rather than a clash and a triage perspective. Okay. Anyway, that is the din of Rava. So in light of all this, it's interesting to ask about Rava the following. Is there a fundamental difference between the perspectives of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rava? Because on the surface, going back to what I asked before, which is, the Tmidim are a chiyuv. You know, as I say, the one do the Yerushalmi, that you can bring two, you know, bring two shachars, bring two harvests. You just got to bring two karbanos every day. It's like a shirin, the amount of karbanos. Ironically, that would probably make it one mitzvah. But you could also say, you know, maybe this is shot in the Ramban. There's a mitzvah in the morning, there's a mitzvah, you know, in the evening. And the question is, what's the best zman for the morning? And what's the best zman, assuming it's even more than this reason, for the afternoon? And there's a debate between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rava, whether fundamentally that's Sheshu Machtza, or Shmona Machtza. They have different limudim. Or is it conceivable that the different limudim themselves are relevant to this question? Namely, if it isn't just a Gili Milsa, the limud of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which is Chalkeu, how does it go? Chalkeu leben shnei arabin, beishos shteishos mechza lekan, b'shoa achas lasiyaso, perhaps reflects a perspective. And that is, we would l'chatchila want the Tamid shel ben arbayim to be smack in the middle of the tkufa of between the two aravim, right? As a way of combining both or relating to both, being a little bit of one and a little bit of the other. And not just because there are two Erevs, l'chatchila, it would be good, you know, equidistantly to relate to each Erev, but maybe even more so, maybe that, but maybe even more so as a way of saying that the Tamid shel Beinu Arbayim is the Tamidius of Karbonos for the entire period. You're not going to be Makriv every minute, right? But by smack in the middle, l'chatchila, placing the Beinu Arbayim, it's like, you know, the centrifugal, you know, force, you know, that keeps everything together, you know, in Beinu Arbayim. It's interesting that the Rashash, in trying to explain the Bein Bein, here on Nun Ches Amud Aleph, doesn't say this exactly, but I think it's, you know, I don't know if that's what he means, but what he does describe, you know, is consistent with this general idea. So he says here, Chalkeu lebein shnei arbayim. He's trying to work with the language. Chalkeu l'shnei bekarim for boker. Interesting, just the parallel to boker. We're not doing tamid shel boker, shel shachar right now. And it's interesting to wonder whether it works in a different way. But when he talks about bein arbayim, te'asa tamid beineim, hainu chetzio be'erav arishon, v'chetzio basheni. The kinu de chalkeu koi ala tamid. It's not the bein arbayim which is chalkeu. He says it's chalkeu of the tamid. And the idea is to be makriv part in Erev number one and part in Erev number two. Now, why would you do such a thing? You could do because our two separate dinim, and each Erev makes a demand on you. So for the sake of efficiency, we're only going to require one korban. So we'd like you to address in your one korban both aravim. That's certainly possible. But I'd like to suggest is that it works better to say that the tkufa of Erev is an integrated tkufa. We're bringing a single korban to embody the totality of that tkufa. And if that's the case, then what better way to do that than to bring it in a way that unites, you know, the first half or the first Erev with the second Erev. So there's more than one way to say. But if that's the case, then what we're suggesting is that this is not just, you know, the Gilui Milsa of the precise moment of the Hakravas HaKarban, or the Shechitas HaKarban, but that the Zman shows you that part of the Mechayiv of the Karban, right, is its function, you know, as representing the Tmidius part of Erev. Okay. Now, what about Rava? Yeah.
Shmuel, maybe there's something to get to this coming up. But according to what Rebbe was saying, the Rambam is Hishmit, the din of Hashlama from his minyan and mitzvahs, and the Ramban, you know, asks why he's mashmit it. So according to what Rebbe was saying, wouldn't we want the Rambam to actually to be count Hashlama if that's like the thrust of what the Tamidim do? Or maybe no, Rebbe would suggest that the mitzvah of Tamid itself.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm suggesting that I was alluding to that argument before between the Rambam and the Ramban. And I'm suggesting that for the Rambam, I think it's Meduyak in the way that he talks about it, that for the Rambam, Aleha Hashleim and Ola Rishona are just built in to what the Tamid is, as opposed to the Ramban, at least the Minyan Mitzvos, who's formulating it as a separate din. Exactly. And that's what I meant before when I said that, you know, according to Rava, like there should be an issue about the clash between the L'chatchila Zman and Olei HaShleim. And I gave three suggestions, you know, about how that might go. My third suggestion is that, no, because Olei HaShleim is itself a din in the nature of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and is connected to its Zman for that reason. So that's exactly what I mean. Okay? Good. Now, let's continue. So now, having said that about Rav Shua, of course, it doesn't have to be that way. You could say it's just a Gilui Milsa to show us when the right time is. Okay. Having said, though, having made that suggestion, and a little bit reinforced by the Rashash, so now let's look at Rava. And relative to Rav Shua Belevi, it seems like Rava, by the way, I mentioned that Jared was with us. I see that Jake is with us, too, even though he's masked. That's why it wasn't so obvious. So we want to welcome him, you know, as well. And anybody else who I'm forgetting to mention. The regulars who are supposed to be here, you know, we understand. But, anyways, the, you know, Rava seems, in contrast to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, to be a much less complicated, it seems like Rava's firstly ignoring the phrase Bein Arbayim, and all he has is his man. Okay, Mishi Yinatu Hatzlalim. So first, just to note that Rabbeinu Chananel goes out of his way to preclude that conclusion. Right? Rabbeinu Chananel suggests that even according to Rava, there's a din in Bein Arbayim. And that is fascinating. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Bein Shnei Haravim, Bein Erev De Etmol, La Erev De Ha'idna. Shekol Laila Nikra Erev, Nimtus Mitzsa Tamid, Mitchila, Mitchilas Shvius. So it's actually in between, you know, the last moment of Erev and the first moment of Erev. I'm not sure whether you lose the whole conceptual, you know, power with that, but it's interesting. This phrase and this idea is something that we find also in the Sugya in Zvachim, going back to last year, in the first parak. Yidalafon Besid Besam and Aleph, which we'll get back to in a couple of minutes anyway, the discussion of Ben Besera and the Chachamim, right? What does Bein HaArbayim mean if the view of Rav Oshia that Ben Besera thought that you could be Makriv, the Korban Pesach, even Baboker? So if you could do Baboker, what's Bein HaArbayim? So he says Bein HaArbayim refers to the, you know, any time from the end of one Erev to the beginning of another Erev, which is different than there being two Aravim, you know, and it's smack in between so it can integrate both. But the fact that Rabbeinu Chananel, I think I might be the paradigm for the Rabbeinu Chananel, the fact that Rabbeinu Chananel says what he says, I think the Pashtus is just attributed to the phrase in the Torah itself. The Torah says, Bein Arbayim. So why say that that only means Bizman Ha'erev? You know, it sounds like there's a Bein Arbayim. But in the end of the day, if that isn't the motivation, if the motivation is clear, you wonder whether or not you don't also have some idea in Rava that this is like the representation, you know, of Erev. It's, you know, between one Erev and the other Erev, and therefore it, you know, it's the Tamid of the Erevs. It's in between. Of course, it starts at Sheish Umechtza, you know, it's what connects, let's say, you know, one Erev, it's the Erev, you know, centrifugal force in a very different way than Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's, but maybe conceptually in a similar way. So, yeah. Now, if this is the case, so we may wonder a little bit whether or not the perspective on the Zman, Tamid Shel, Bein Arbayim, qualitatively differs between Rava and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. In other words, if you say that Rava is just, you know, Ba'erev and Bein Arbayim, at least in terms of the Zman, it's a Chiyuv in its own right. It doesn't necessarily embody the Tekufa, as opposed to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. On the other hand, for Beruch Hananel, maybe that isn't exactly the case. So to highlight this just a little bit further, you know, both for Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi and for Rava, and then in a couple of minutes we'll get to a possible distinction between them. Let me also mention the discussion in the Achronim. So the Marsha Alatar asks an important question.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Just if we with what Rabbi's saying about the Rach, yeah. So then what did it then come out that you don't have to come on to the Rambam's counting the Tmidin as one mitzvah as part of the framework of the day in order to say this idea that the Tmidin are the Tmidius of the day? You could still say that there are two mitzvos, but each Tamid has the Tmidius for its section of the day.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I was going to mention that later, but right. I do think that in this idea, there are different ways to say it. And that would be, if you hold like Rabbi Hananel and Rava, I think that makes a lot of sense. And again, not connecting the whole day through, that's what Shua is saying, through the Tamids, but that each zone of the day is covered right by its korban. That's what you mean, right? Yeah. So that's the same general idea, but you'll be able to say that and count, you know, the Tmidim not as one, but as two. Yeah. And there may be other, and the fact that one is, you know, Ola Ola, the other is Ola Ashleim, that might be characteristic also, you know, in that respect. Okay, 100%. Yeah, so there's an interesting question. If you hold, excuse me, like Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, so Bein Rabbayim is at Shmona Umachtza. So the Achronim were troubled by this because it also says Bein Arbayim regarding Korban Pesach. So how come in Korban Pesach it's not Shmona Umachtza all the time? That depends on Cholios Be'erev Shabbos, right or not, etc. So moreover, yeah. So this is the question of the Marsha. Just to quote this very quickly. Marsha on Nun Chesam and Aleph asks this question. Ksas Kasha on Pesach Nami, right? Bein Harbayim Ksiv, the Efshel Farish Kain, the Pesach Acharav. So if you're bringing you know, the Tamid at that time, then and the Pesach is Acharav, then it's not Bein Rabbayim. So if you look here, Alatar, just on the Mefarshe Hamarsha, so you have two opposite views. They're very interesting. The Nimuki HaGriv says, Vanira, the Mehadik Sivit Parshas Bo, Bein Rabbayim, Lake Lahakshos, Babi Mitzrayim Lo Yokorban Tamid, Vishapar Nidrosh Kilo Ka'erev, right? The Kachem Parshas Re'esh, and it's Tav Ola Tamid, Mikvar Ksiv Ba'erev, Umi Parshas Baloscha, the Ksiv Bein Rabbayim B'Pesach Rishon, Shen Stavusham, Gamken Shlomo de Rival Sovar Ba'usotan, Kosotana Bechagiga, Shalom Kirvu Tamid Bamidbar, right? Vishom, the Pesach Sheni, the Ksiv Bein Rabbayim, Gam the Ksiv Dor Sechem, the Ksiv Dami Lachem, the Koyal Adorahu, Bainete, which is another way of saying, Inochanami, but. In other words, when the Torah says Bein Rabbayim, it meant the Pesach Mitzrayim, or the first, or the Midbar, etc. But Bein Arbayim always means at that time. Oh. According to the, you know, some other Achronim, because printed on the Ozu Hada, they have Ha'oros, Ha'gos, Ha'oros, the Ginza Yosef, remember, I'm just using it as an example. There's a whole discussion in the Achronim about this. We'll talk about Sosamis in a minute. Lo avinosi kushaso. Tozman Pesach uzman tamid echad hu. Elakivin shigi azman shneem mikadmin on the tamid the loksiv be ba'erev. Umikomakom b'di'eved kishihiktim ha-Pesach kosher v'inochanami do l'rival im nishka the Pesach kodim shmonu machtza pasol. So the first view he has is inochanami the zman of Korban Pesach according to Rival is only shmonu machtza. Even if you were to do it b'di'eved, it would be possible. It's a very big chiddush. very big Kiddush. However, we delay it because it's only a double Kiddush. Number one, Shmono Machtza is Doraisa for Korban Pesach and Ma'akev, right? And number two, that the connection to Tamid is an internal one. We'll see, we'll go back to this when we talk about Leyuchar in a minute, but not a minute, probably be more than a few minutes, but mainly he's assuming that it isn't just, oh, you know, Nebuch, we have, you have to get in the Tamid and the Pesach, and there's a certain order, so then you have a problem. If that's the case, it's a problem, because Torah says Beinu Arbayim, right, and it really isn't Beinu Arbayim. But if you say that part of the kiyum, he doesn't say these words, of Korban Pesach is that it be la'achar ha-tamid, that it be integrated with the tamid. So then, when there's a tamid, you know, the fact that it says Beinu Arbayim, he doesn't say this, but I'm saying it for him. What that means is that the process of Korban Pesach begins at the tamid, and that's Beinu Arbayim. In other words, number one, it's an internal factor that you're delaying, because the Korban Pesach needs to be before the Tamid. We'll see if everybody agrees with this. That seems to be implicitly what he's saying. Right, it's not so pashut. Number two is that, for example, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't think that there is such a din per se, or at least not a din in Korban Pesach that it has to be after the Tamid. He thinks that the Zman of the Korban Pesach is later than the Tamid, but he doesn't think that it's a din in being la'achar ha-tamid. But if there is a din in being la'achar ha-tamid, so maybe go even further and say, yeah, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Pesach is at Shmono Machtza, because that's the beginning of the process, which includes the tamid. Wow. Amazing. I don't think it's such a chiddush about tamid. It's a chiddush about Korban Pesach and its relationship to tamid. I will say, agav, because I'm rushing, that if you look at the psukim, and if you look at the Rambam in Koteret and Sefer Mitzvos, Koteret Tichos Tmidin U'Musafin, it's interesting to note, again, in my Hakdama to Yoma, I refer to this for different reason, but it's interesting to note that the Psukim and the Rambam both present slightly differently the relationship between the Tamid and the following. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and Shaar HaMoedim. Right, there's a hierarchy. In other words, the way that the Tamid is related, I'm sorry, not Tamid, Musafim, but the way that Parshas Pinchas, in other words, is related, Musafim, to Shabbos, Pesach, and Rosh Chodesh is much more integrated. Right, and those are different. That's a hierarchy than the rest of the Moed. And of course, the Parsha of Musafim begins with Tamid itself. So, in other words, Musaf HaShabbos and its Tamid, and other Moedim, other Musafim, right, and Tmidim, are treated differently. So, the idea that Korban Pesach certainly vis-a-vis other Moedim, just like its Musafim, may be also more connected to Tamid, is very reasonable. Okay. Anyway, that's the first answer that he gives. And that basically says that Tmidim is part of the process of Korban Pesach, and that affects the Zma. And the Nafkamina will be, as we say, that even when there's no Tamid, right, you don't go to Chatzos, you only go to Shmono Machtz. That'll be the earliest. Odef Shalomar. Derivol mode, debidyevad lo pasol akodim chatzos. Right? After chatzos, even if bidyevad, right, the tamid cannot be brought, the korban pesach could be brought. The ravim actually, kivin the raisa lechatchila, bishmono machtza, hechem mekadlinim derev pesach lechatchila. Even if this is only lechatchila that the tamid and pesach are brought at Shmono Mechtza, why would there even be a lechatchila exception? Umekomokom efshalomar shegam zman haPesach kein hu mudaraisa lechatchila, benafkaminim over v'kirvu hatamid Achachatzos lo yishu to a pesach lechatchila at shmonu mechza. Let's say you did bring the tamid, but you brought it earlier. You would still wait on the carbon pesach, even though it could now follow the tamid until shmonu mechza. So there are different views. Basically, the first view that I mentioned, Bukhe Griv, is basically saying that in Ochanami, Pesach Ledoros, the Zman, is not Ben Arbayim anymore. It was only Ben Arbayim then. Now it's not Ben Arbayim. Of course, you still have to explain why, what happened. It might be for the same reason. Or maybe it's just a Ase Dochalos, Ase, a Tadir, whatever it is. If you ask the question, do you bring Karban Pesach Ben Arbayim, post, Midbar, the Nebuke Agriv is saying no. The Ilu, this other one, is saying yes. It's still considered bringing Ben Rabbayim because it's integrated with the Tamid. The Sfas Emes also discusses this question and has very interesting answers. I'm not going to go into all of them. The special Xeris HaKasuv, he says, maybe the whole din of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi is misleading. It's not that you can't bring the Tamid before Shmona Mechza. That's not what Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi meant. What he meant was, you shouldn't delay it more than Shmona Mechza, no matter what. But bring it earlier is fine. And that's why there's no problem, in conjunction with Korban Pesach, right? It's no problem for the Pesach to be brought earlier either, because Bein Rabbayim really starts at Sheshu Mechza. It just ends L'chatchila or B'dieved at Shmona Mechza. So the different answers that are given to this question are very intriguing. However, what I'd like to suggest is, going back to what I was saying before, that maybe, again, this doesn't answer the question, the linguistic question, why does the Torah say Bein Rabbayim? Maybe that's still to connect it to Tamid. But if we're troubled by the question, we don't like the answer, well, either that's Lav Dafka, that was only, in the time of the Midbar or in Mitzrayim, or that Bein Rabbayim for Pesach means the Tamid itself. Right. If we don't like the answer to that question, and we still think, that there's a Zman for the Pesach, maybe what we could say is that Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Halacha itself is a special din in Tamid. It doesn't really make sense so much in Korban Pesach. Because maybe it's all about the Tmidius of this Korban, either the connection between, all day and both Korbanos, or as Shua correctly was saying, this represents the entire, afternoon zone. Is it obvious that Korban Pesach has a similar such halacha? It might, we'll get to it, but maybe the din in Korban Pesach isn't about its tmidius, not even within that period, but about it defining, that zman, not because it's as if it's being done the whole time, but because the entire significance of that period is due to the fact that it's the zman Korban Pesach. Either way, this idea of shnei aravim just maybe doesn't exist. Why does Torah say Ben Arbayim? I say maybe that's to link it with the Tamid. Interestingly enough, especially in light of the Marsha's questions and the different answers, it's interesting to note that in the Yerushalmi Alatar, the parallel passage, that the Yerushalmi has a different limud. Depends how you read it, with the Mefarshim, it's always tricky. Just one second. But the I already made reference to the fact that the Yerushalmi has some interesting havaminas about Tamid, that maybe it would be enough to, bring two karbanos no matter what time, or maybe it needs to be at the very beginning and the very end, and that those two perspectives, maybe are opposite. One is about, bringing just two karbanos, never mind Tamid. It's just the shiur in this case is two karbanos spaced out over the day, right? Sometimes you have to bring X amount of Elim and Kvasim. And so you have to bring two Tmidim. You have to bring two Kvasim. You can do it any time during the day. Hayisi Omer, Yikr Vushneim B'Shacharis, Vushneim Ben Arbayim, meaning either or, right? Or one in each. Tamalom esa kevasachantasa baboker. Hayisi omer, yikarev shel shachar manates, ishal ben arbaim imdume achama, right? Beginning and the end. Why? Because they're distinctive korbanos, or that's better, that maybe that's even better from the beginning till the end. You want to stretch the whole period. Tamalom ben arbaim. Nemar kan ben arbaim, benemar lahalan ben arbaim. Ma ben arbaim shenemar lahalan, vivav shal salamalam. Af Beinu Arbayim, Shenemar Kan, Mivav Shahu Sulamalam. What is the Beinu Arbayim, Shenemar Lahalan? So it, the Nosa Kalim all suggest that this refers to Korban Pesach. In other words, according to the Yerushalmi, actually, everything is turned on its head. Marsha was asking, how are you going to read Beinu Arbayim from Yeshua ben Levi for Korban Pesach? That's really, really strange. Right? Again, Svastema says, oh, maybe there are, you know, there are two ideas, you know, also because, you know, depending on whether it's Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, that's going to affect whether, you know, you bring Korban Pesach in its normal time or not. Very strange. But either way, the relationship between Pesach and Tamid, and the idea that, well, maybe the beginning time of Pesach is the beginning of Tamid, because they're integrated. Even that idea, right, sees Tamid as the classic Bein Arbayim, and Pesach somehow being totally separate, you know, totally integrated, you know, but certainly being dependent upon it. And it makes a lot of sense. Tamidim are every day, and Korban Pesach is once a year, and so on. However, according to this view in the Yerushalmi, it sounds like what we know of Bein Arbayim, of Tamid, Shel Bein Arbayim, actually comes from Korban Pesach. And that's fascinating. Even though Korban Pesach is once a year. But the role that it plays is apparently so prominent. And maybe again, the parallel to, or the idea that there's a special bond between the Tzmidim and the Pesach, maybe that part of it also, which I mentioned is indicated a little in the Psukim, certainly relative to the other Moadim, although more so Rosh Chodesh and even more so for Shabbos. But then actually, it's interesting that in the Hemshech of the Yerushalmi suggests, quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rabbeinu Arbayim, Chalek ben Arbayim, Etein l'shtei shos mechza, l'fanu v'shtei mechza liachra. So if the real, the question is, this a different view of the Yerushalmi? And it's going back to separating the Makoros of Tamid and Korban Pesach? Or is this continuing, saying, oh, the regular din of Tamidim, Bein Arbayim, really comes from Korban Pesach? So it's actually Korban Pesach which combines the two eras. That's not so clear. But either way, this whole question, basically to sum up so far, what we've seen is that the Zman of Bein Arbayim is a debate of the Gemara between Rabbi Yeshua B'Levi and Rava. There's a debate within Rava whether or not it's simply a Zman or also is a Bein or Arbayim. There's a discussion among the Achron, very interesting one, about what you do with Pesach if you say that Bein or Arbayim means what Rabbi Yeshua B'Levi says, and interesting perspectives that emerge from there. And I'm raising the broader question, which is it possible that Rabbi Yeshua B'Levi and Rava don't just have different limudim and maybe even different dinim, because one says shmonu machtza, the other one says sheshu machtza, but maybe they have a different perspective about either the role of zman or maybe even the entire korban of tamid ben rabayim, whether or not it's simply a chiv to bring a korban during that time period or the right time during that time period, or whether or not it's supposed to either be tmidius for kalayom together with the shachar, or at least be the embodiment of its entire time zone. And then by extension, whether Korban Pesach has anything to do with that. It might actually, for its own reasons, as we'll discuss, or maybe even that's completely different. Certainly not the Tmidius of Kalayot. That part certainly doesn't apply. Okay, so now let's turn our attention to the next point, which is, what is Bein Arbayim of Rava? So in the Mishnah, it's clear that it's Sheishu Machtza, and that is clear. Rava says, Mitzvaso, Mishinatu Tzlale Erev, right? Mi'idna Dematchil Shimsha Lima Erev. Okay. So that ends up being, according to the Mishnah, Sheish Umechtza. And here the question I want to join is, why Sheish Umechtza and not Chatzos itself? That, of course, is the big question. This question, of course, is a standalone question. Like, what's the yichus of, you know, chatzos and a half? But of course, it's made much more difficult by the sugya in Yoma. Now, the different ways to understand that Gemara, I'm not going to go into the details. You can look at Tosfos Yeshanim. He has some other ways to, you know, some other perspectives on that Gemara. But the simple pshat of the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Chav Chesed Beis, Tzlusei D'Avram, is that Avram Avinu davened mincha at chatzos itself, not sheish umechtza. And the Gemara seems to say that even though that's because given the mishachri, you know, once it starts to, you know, to darken on the walls, right, that is the time of Bein Or Bayim. Then the Gemara itself raises the question, how come it's sheish umechtza, you know, for the Tmidim? And the Gemara says either Avram Avinu was, you know, knew Itzteigenus, he knew astronomy, and he's a better authority, or the, you know, the walls weren't completely straight, or they, you know, were intended to be maybe for the design, you know, they, you know, sloped a little bit, etc. Anyways, what's not clear in the Gemara, in the end of the day, and this is a question that Rishonim and Achronim all raise, is that Gemara consistent with this sugya here, which says Sheish Umechtza fundamentally or not? The Pashas of the Gemara Yuma is that the real category, if we only knew how to calculate it properly, is Chatzos. And indeed, if you look at Rashi and Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis in the sugya of Derech Rechoka, Ezu Derech Rechoka min Amodin v'lachutz, the Mishnah and Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, Gemara says min Amodin Yerushalayim is 15 milin, and you know man walks 10 parcels a day. So then the Gemara calculates it all, Me'alos HaShachar Ad Netzachama, 5 milin, Mishgiah Ad Seis is 5 milin, Poshalei Tlasin, right, Chamesim Mitzafer Lepalga, Dioma, Chamesim Palga Dioma Leurta. So you have your day. So Chamesh Asar Milin, Rashi says, Midikar Leitana Didon Derech Rechoka, Legoi Pesach, Uspiru Leula Derech Rechoka, Koshin Yachal Ikanes, Bishas Shchita. So we're talking about Shchitas Korban Pesach. Kol Shas Shchita Mahalech, Beinu Magi Vishas Shchita Michatzos Hayom Eilach. The Bein Arba'im Ksiv Bei Ketamid. So it sounds like Rashi says that Bein Arba'im of Korban Pesach and Tamid are the same. And Derech Rechoka, according to Rashi, we'll see in a moment, not the Rambam. Rambam holds that Derech Rechoka is defined by starting off in the morning and reaching the Azara at the beginning of Shas Shchita, Katzos. Rashi says it's beginning at Shas Shchita, right, throughout the entire period where the Shchita is Kshera, namely until Erev. Either way, Tamid, what bothered Rashi was, it sounds like it's, according to the calculations, it's Chatzos. And yet, when it comes to Tamid, right, the Tamid, Alpha Pisha Nishkat B'Sheishu Mechza, Zmano Min HaTorah, Mitchila Shava Vielach, Shemitchila Sachamal, Shematchila, Shematchela Sachamal his Akim, Klapimar of Ktas and Mishachri Kosle, Dokamina Biyuma, Sluse Davra. Oh, right? Ula Alon, Uparchina Lami Haditam Tamid Nishka, and they ain't say that Slomachavni, and so. So if you hold like Rashi in Psachim and Tzadi Gimelamid Beis, basically it's a Dinda Raisa and a Dinda Rabbanan. That's the answer. Okay. However, if that was the only thing, we'd be able to move on. However, Rashi Here, alatar in Tamidishka doesn't sound that way. Rashi dibra maschal ella, ella marava, kula takanta drabananhi. Right? But that's referring to shmono mechza. As opposed to dimidaraisa kol sheishos achronos ksheros hainu mechi natu tzlale erev, the hainu mechatzi sheva ve'elach. Shachaminot al-marava tzele mizra kishadam omid kenegad acham, and so on. It sounds like Rashi holds that while shmono mechza is a dindrabanan, right? Or lechatchila, that shisho machza is doraisa. And that's what bothered Rabbi Kiveger, who alatar, both here and later on in Tani Gimel Amid Beis, quotes Rashi in a bunch of places. The Rashi here sounds that, you know, is also echoed in Rashi and Shabbos on Tesamid Beis. And this is a very famous and important question. Seems like a steer in Rashi whether shisho machza is doraisa, right, or not. Oh. Some people, I should also add, some people suggest that there's machlokas asugya, machlokas sugya and yuma, and the sugya and tam and nishkat, they sound differently. So maybe, you know, Rashi in one place and Rashi in the other place is taking like different views. Even though Rashi on Tzadi Gimel basically tries to be miyashev tam and nishkat and the sugya in yoma, but maybe there's machlokas asugyas, but this is dindaraisa, or din drabanan. However, it's even more difficult to say that a little bit because there's another stira in Rashi just right here on Nun Ches Mem Aleph. The Tzlach points this out, and that is if you look at the first Rashi in the Gemara, Bein Arbayim, Rashi says, Mishesho Solamala, Shatzel, Note, Karinam Bein Arbayim. Havelan Mikhtav Be'erev, Shoni B'Dibure, V'Kasa Bein Arbayim L'Drasha, Chaloka Erev L'Shnei Chalokim, Shtei Chol Semech, Solakan, also, base shows mechzalakan acharasiyasa. So it sounds like Rashi here is saying that Bein Arbayim is chatzos, and then the very next Rashi says it's sheishu mechza. So what is going on? Unless you want to say, you know, one is doraisa, one is drabanan, but it doesn't sound that way from the second Rashi. Here, harder. To say that it's a machlokas asogyas, because it's within the same shakla v'tarya. Oh. However, I'm going to suggest in a minute, in light of what we already said, that maybe, although I'm not sure this is so compelling, maybe this depends on Rav and Rabbi Yeshua Belevi, in which case the Rashis would be perfect. Okay. We should note that this is also a halacha l'maisa issue. B'dieved, if you were mispalal tfilas mincha at chatzos, as opposed to sheishu mechza, are you yotze mincha or not? Right? So the Magen Avraham, in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, I believe, Sivkot Nalev, says that you're not yotze. Although he doesn't say that sheishu mechza is daraisa, he says that, you know, that it's ma'akev. The Prichadash and other poskim say, no, certainly b'di'eved, you know, tzlo seda Avram. You could be yotzei at chatzos. So is this a question about the din d'rabanan? Or is this a question that echoes the mixed evidence of the Gemaras and even the mixed evidence of the Rashi? Namely, what's d'raisa, chatzos or sheishu mechza? Now, of course, with regard to tefilas mincha, there's another wrinkle. And that is, Tfilas Mincha was patterned, you know, keneged karbanos, but in terms of the zman. But does that mean that it was patterned by the zmanim, the fundamental zmanim of the korban? This will become clearer in a minute. Or the befoal zmanim of the korban. Okay. If you look at the Rambam, Minchas Tfila, right, it sounds like the Rambam, where he talks about Mincha Gdola, Mincha Ketana, etc. It sounds like the Rambam believes that zmane tfila keneged karbanos is a din in the befoal, right? Not in the principal times, you know, that we're referring to. So if you look, for example, at the Rambam, This is in Perik. I think I wrote Perik Beis Halacha Gimel. I apologize for that. It's really Perik Gimel Halacha Beis. But Perik Gimel Halacha Beis through Dalet. Just one second. Right, it's not as good as having my office right behind the shiur room, but okay. So Perik Gimel Halacha Beis, Rambam says, Rambam's formulation is very, very intriguing and has implications for sure for tefillah as well. Kvar marnu shetefilas mincha keneged zman tamid shobein rabayim tiknu zmana ulefisheya tamid kared b'kol yom b'teisho machtza, right, tiknu, not the shechita, but the korban, tiknu zmana miteisha sho sumechtza v'hiya nikres mincha ketana ulefisheya erev pesach shcholios b'erev shabbos v'yishokten atamid v'sheishu machtza omru shemitzpalol machar sheishu machtza yotza. That's also an interesting extra line that I want to get back to in a second. And then the Ram goes on, Nago Nashim Harbil Spala Gadola, Uktana, Machas Rishus, Hor Mixta Sagarum Shin Royal Spala Rishus Alagdola, Bachina Dinosin Shi Kanega Dover Shena Tadabukoyo. But in the Spala Gadola, Chova, Lo Yispala Ktana, Ela Rishus. So this whole relationship between Mincha Gadola, Mincha Ktana is a fascinating question. But what is interesting is that the Rambam goes out of his way to formulate the dinim of tefillah, not according to the chiyuv karbonos, zmanim, as we'll soon see, but according to the befoah, when did they actually do it? And that's why, again, the emphasis on, you know, and when it was called the Pesach, then they did, you know, the tamid at a different time. As opposed to emphasizing more, yeah, no, these are the range of legitimate, you know, zmanim, l'chatchila b'diyat. So it could be that in the issue between the Magen Avraham and the Pri Chadash, namely, you know, b'diyevet are yotze l'achar chatzos, etc., that there's still a difference between tefila and tamidim. Moreover, what I'm going to suggest in a minute, what I've already alluded to, which is that maybe there's a difference between Rava and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. I wonder whether or not the some of the idea of tamidim, you know, applies to tefillah or not. Now, one aspect of tamidim that we've been discussing, even in Bein Rabbayim, is this idea of tamidios, right? Again, whether it's the tamidios of the entire tekufa of Erev or together with the tamid shel shachar covering, you know, the day between them and being viewed, you know, is there such a concept in tefillah? Or maybe tefillah keneged, maybe that the Rambam means, tefillah is keneged korbanos, right? But without the extra element of the tamidios. I mean, on the one hand, we have the view of Rabbi, you know, Rabbi Yochanan, halavai la'odam shi'ispalel, you know, kol hayom kulo, which has important implications according to many mefarshim. Not just you could do tefillah nedava, but what is the status of tefillah nedava, as well as other issues. On the other hand, that might be a kiyum, and that might even be an echo of what we're talking about. But it could be that the main chiyuv tefillah is to daven X amount of times a day, or daven in each tekufa. Not so much that you should be perceived, you know, because of the tekufos, you know, as constantly in a state of tefillah. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is an add-on. So I think the question of sheishu machtza or chatzos in tefillah, for various reasons, that could explain partially why the Rambam formulates it the way that he does, could be a little bit different. However, just to add the Rambam for a moment, just to accentuate the question further before I make suggestions, the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, here in Psachim, and in Hilchos Tamidim, the Meiri is even more explicit about this, seem to say that the requirement of Sheishu Machtza is Doraisa. And they seem to connect it, I'm going to skip Pirshei Mishnayos because it'll take a little longer, but let me just read Hilchos Tamidim. They seem to connect it to the perception, the unambiguous perception of being Bizman Ha'arvis. And that's a very interesting idea. Tamid Shobein Rabayim Shochtinosa Mishiyarich Hatzel, the Yukar Lakol Sheherich. Who Mishesho Sumachza Umala Ad Sofayom. Then he says, Velo Yushochtinosa Bechoyom, Elabishmona Shoh Sumachza, the Kore Betesho Mechza. And so on. We'll get back to the other part of that round. So maybe what the Rambam has in mind, he says the same thing in Pirshei Mishnayos, is that the din of mechtza is a critical aspect of implementing tefillah, implementing tamid shel bein arbayim, right? Because it's not enough that objectively, like, you know, tzlusei d'Avram, you know, it's not enough that objectively the korban be brought, you know, bein arbayim, it has to be brought in a bein arbayim, which is nikar. And the question is, what is the nature of this halacha? Moreover, what's fascinating is that when it comes to korban pesach, aside from the Mishnah, the connection to tmidim, this din of sheshu machtza does not exist. The dinim of Korban Pesach all pretty much in their own right accentuate chatzos as the Zman Shechitas of Pesach. They don't have the, you know, again, we already talked a little bit about the Achronim Marshal's question and the different perspectives. What would Rav Shua B'Levi say about Korban Pesach? But even in terms of Rava and the Sheshu Machtza, right, the mechtza part, aside from the practicality in the context of the tamid and coming after the tamid, the yichus of sheshu mechtza alone, right, is something which achronim assume, including the mefarshim on the marsha that I mentioned, the minchas chinuch, that sheshu mechtza would be the right time, but at least in other makoros, it does not appear to be the case, including the Mishnah and Samach Aleph. Shachtu shel alochel shel mnuvke. Shachtu kodem chatzos pasel. Shneimer ben arbayim. Shachtu kodem l'tamid kasher. Mivad sheyachin memares. Ad sheyizrak atamid v'nizrak kasher. Right. So you could say that b'di'eved, especially if you think the chiluk is between the chatzil and b'di'eved, you know that you're still yotzei after chatzos until sheishu mechtza. Maybe that's all the Mishnah has in mind. But if the din of Sheshu Mechtza was a firm halacha, like for example, the Rambam's view may very well be that the Tamid Shendishkat Kodem Sheshu Mechtza is not effective. It doesn't sound like the Rambam's din Heker, you know, that should be Muk Nikar Lakol. It doesn't sound like that din in the Rambam is Drabanan. And or only lechatchila. So why is it that the according to the Rambam that the Mishnah on Samach Aleph when it comes to Korban Pesach says chatzos, and the Rambam in all the different places emphasizes chatzos. If you look at Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Sase Lishkot HaPesach Barba Asar L'Chodesh Nisan Achar Chatzos. And then in Halacha Dalid Shechitas HaPesach Achar Chatzos. In a Koteret it's Lishkot HaPesach Bizmano. That's very interesting. And in Sefer HaMitzvah, he doesn't mention Chatzos, but he says Bizmano. Already make the Diyuk, and I'll get back to it in a minute. In Tmidim, the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of the Tamid. And then in a separate halacha, he says, you know, and when do you bring the Tamid? And he elaborates. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Korban Pesach and in the Koteret makes the Zman of Pesach part of the Din of Pesach. It's not a separate halacha. And mitzvah Nun Hei, is it Nun Hei? Rambam says a little bit different. Hishatzivanu lishchotza Pesach biyom yudalid b'nisan. Interesting. He doesn't. He mentions just the entire Yom Yudalid, like the pasuk in Pinchas, rather than the pasuk in Emor, which doesn't mention Bein Arba'in. Then he says v'shachatu also called Kaladas Yisrael Bein Arba'in. He quotes the pasuk in Bo, the first time that Bein Arba'in appears, even though he formulated it biyom yudalid b'nisan. Umisha Avral Tzivuze Velo Krivu Bizmano, right? Bemezid Kaiv Karis. Right? So it sounds like, again, even though the formulation is a little bit different, Rambam's saying three different things in Sefer Mitzvahs. Yudalid, which makes it sound like the whole Yudalid, like the Parshan Pasuk and Pinchas. I believe this is Lishitaso, I'll explain in a few minutes. I believe this is Lishitaso in Hachos Psilim Mekdashim and Karban Pesach, where he thinks he has a little bit of Ben Bezerra-esque view of the morning of Yudalid. So he has Kol Yom Yudalid, like the Parshan Pinchas, and I believe like those other two Pesachim. He has Bein Arba'in, according to the Pasuk, Shachto Oso Bein Arba'in, which makes it clear that even though he said Yudalid, you know, Lemaisa, it expresses itself on Bein Arba'in. He's not denying that, Chalila. And he's even putting it in the formulation of the mitzvah, but in the second level. And then in the third level, right, after all, the din of Korban Pesach, Bizman. So that in sharp contrast to Tmidim, where the din of Bein Arba'im is Umechtza, and the din of the Zmanim is always separate from the mitzvah itself, both in Koteret, in beginning of Hilchos Tmidim, and in Sefer Mitzvahs. So the question is, what is going on here? Especially since the Torah says about both of them, Bein Arba'im, right? So, what is this? Oh. The Michas Chinuch asked this question. He says, how come the Rambam in Korban Pesach omits Umechtza? He says, oh, look at Rashi and Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. There's a Doraisa and a Drabbanan. Except that the Rambam knew how to say Mechtza and Tmidim, right? And practically omits it in Korban Pesach. Moreover, there's no evidence that not the Mechtza of Tamid and not the Chatzos of Korban Pesach that we're distinguishing between Doraisa and Drabbanan. There's also an important Gemara. That's Gemara Pesachim Havdalah Amud Beis and Hayamid Aleph. The Gemara there, as we know, first Perek, speaks about when you're obligated to do Tashbisu. The Gemara's possibility that it's connected to the Zman of Korban Pesach. And when is that? When is the Chi of Tashbisu? As we know, one of the other, mainly, but, right? Ach B'yom HaRishon, Ach Chile. There's no debate in the Gemara that Tashbisu begins Doraisa at Chatzos. But it's curious that the Gemara thinks that the Limud is from Korban Pesach. Truth is, not just the Rambam, anybody, maybe that's the marker for the Rambam, about Chatzos, you know, and this man being so crucial and being Chatzos. But the truth is, this is a problem for anybody who thinks that Korban Pesach is a Chatzos Mechtza. So why the discrepancy between Tmidim, within Tmidim, and the Rashis and other things? Why the discrepancy between Tmidim and Korban Pesach? Why would Korban Pesach be different than Tmidim? If you look at Tosis, by the way, in Hayamid Aleph, which is part of Marmakomos, you'll see Tosis struggles. You know, why should, you know, Chatzos, you know, why should that be Koveya, you know, for this particular halacha? Look at Tosis on Hayamid Aleph. Tosis asks, if the problem is literally, you know, that the shechita that you do is going to be al chametz, so wouldn't you think that would depend? Not everybody's being shochet at chatzos. Sounds like it's a time frame, and that there's a connection. Tosfos isn't so comfortable with it. So what is going on here? So I think the idea is as follows. Maybe we should be mechalek between two different points. One is the befoal zman kiyum hamitzvah. And the other is the chalos zman hamitzvah. Here and there we find, typically, you know, when there's a zman to do a certain mitzvah, that's its zman. And prior to that is kodem hazman. Here and there, right, now and then, we find the phenomenon that there is a time zone that is applicable to certain mitzvos, even though befoal, you can't do the mitzvah yet. Now, sometimes that's a contiguous time zone. It's like, you know, the anticipation of, you know, the preparation to Shloshim Yom, Fnei Achag, Sholem V'Darshim, you know, for Bidika and Biur, maybe even for some other things. But sometimes it's even more than that. For example, the morning of Yud Daled B'Nisan, right, according to some, is already Zman, you know, of Chametz and the Zman of Matzah. Right, there's a huge debate. For example, if you're not allowed to eat matzah, you know, when are you not allowed to eat matzah? Before Pesach? Only at Chatzos or Maboker? It's a debate between the Balamar and the Ramban, based on reading of the Yerushalmi and so on, a little bit connected to the sugya of Bemseir and the Chachamim. The debate between Bemseir and the Chachamim itself, right? So there's Rab Oshia's view, which is that in Sugin Zvachim, Rab Oshia felt that Bemseir thought that you could actually be makriv the Korban Pesach Baboker. That's very difficult. And what is it? The other man, Damar, says that, no, that's not what Bemseira meant. Bemseira meant that if you shecht the Pesach, right, in the morning of Pesach, Shelo Lishma, the psul of Lo Lishma begins already in the morning because it's a Yom Shteroi L'Hakrib Korban Pesach. And of course, the Chachamim totally disagree. They say you can't fulfill the mitzvah now. So then the psul of Lo Lishma doesn't apply now. Sounds like according to Ben Pseira, the Rambam paskins this way. The Rebbe takes him to task for it. That Rambam Minhagos Psul HaMikdash and Perek Tezvav paskins this way. That if you bring the, if you're Shochet Shelo Lishma, you know, Baboker, then that's already a psul. I mean, legabe certain dinim, it's yom shiroi or zman a pesach. It is and it isn't. Right? With regard to chametz, matzah, etc. Similarly, this is much easier to say, but it's much more subtle, so maybe it's also more difficult to say. We're not talking about the achilek, you know, a day that's typically, you have, you know, calendar days. So, of course, achilek is a strange phenomenon. Maybe achilek, you get bleeding, you know, you get overlapping, you know, in either direction. Right? You know, it dilutes the, you know, the afternoon somewhat. Or it already, you know, supercharges a little bit, begins to supercharge even the morning. That's what I was talking about a moment ago. But sheshu mechza per se is not a category. Sheshu mechza, let's say according to the Rambam, sheshu mechza is the nikar, right, zman, right, after the unambiguous of chatzos. But it's within chatzos. So you could say, well, it doesn't matter. We're just interested in figuring out the zman. If doraisa, the zman, requires davar shenikar, right, then that's the Zman, and Kodem Lizman is Kodem Lizman. There's no difference between Chatzos and 11 a.m. Or no. There are two dinim. One is Chatzos, and the other din is that in the Kiyum, HaMitzvah, be befoal. Or maybe this mitzvah is so significant, or the nature of the mitzvah is such, that in addition to the befoal Zman, they take away the Nikar for some other reason. Maybe it's Xeris HaKasav. Right? It affects the region, the entire period. becomes the Zman HaMitzvah. It's fascinating that the Rambam, in Sefer Ava that I quoted before, and the Nosei Kelim, you know, Alatar, kind of downplay it. But the Rambam himself, I don't know what I did with it. Oh, I know what I did with it. I guess I don't know what I did with it. The Rambam himself basically says that after Chatzos, or the certainly Chatz, at the time of Mincha Ketana, I'm sorry, Mincha Gedola, there's already the Zman Tvila. Even if L'chatchila, you should wait for Mincha Gedola. And that's different than saying the same thing about Chatzos and Shei Shemechza. But the yisod that there can be in Halacha, and that there is often, you know, an approximate time zone, or actually two dinim, right, the general chalos hazman, right, and then the befall reason, for whatever reason, for the kima mitzvah, makes a lot of sense. Oh, if this is the case, then we can also maybe be miyashev the stira in Rashi. Right, Rashi seems to say, you know, in the beginning, when he talks about Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he's talking Chatzos. And when he's talking about Rava, he's talking about Sheishu Mechza. Why? So I think that there could be two reasons here. The first one is that the whole Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is about figuring out the midpoint in the Zman. Right? It's all about, you know, for whatever, you know, for whatever the reason is, whether that's the Xeris HaKasav and the Gilui Milsa, or it's about, you know, integrating both Aravim, or covering the entire Erev, you know, per se, or as part of the Erev of Oker, you know, either way, the calculation, of course the calculation begins at Chatzos. Even if Chatzos isn't the Zman of Befall, maybe in order to actually makriv the Tamid, it has to be Zman Shenikar Shehu Bein Arbaya. Maybe that's a din in its own right. Or maybe that's part also of, you know, if you're going to do Boker and Erev, you need to have a Nikar Boker, a Nikar Erev, that it isn't the Boker. That's fine. But if we're talking about Chalkeyu, not actually implementing the din, but calculating the Zman, and what's the midpoint Zman? It's the midpoint Zman of the Aravim. The Erev already begins at Chatzos. Right? Moreover, take it a step further, maybe it's what I said before. And it's, in addition to the difference between calculating the Zman and the Kiyum HaMitzvah, it could be that the more you focus on the Zman, right? That's if Rava's idea, you know, I'll leave it at that. Okay. What I'm saying is either because of what you're calculating, whether it's the beginning Zman or the way to calculate the beginning Zman, I'm also suggesting that the chiluk that I made before, which is that maybe Rabbi Shua ben Levi is about Tmidius, and that maybe Rava is more about doing the Maisa at a particular Zman, right, that also may explain this phenomenon. Because if you're representing the entire Erev, there's a different point than what I said a second ago, then Chatzos is the Koveya. And on the other hand, if there's a single moment, whether it's to represent or in its own right, maybe the Nikar factor is Koveya. Either way, there's a single preferred moment. So either of these two explanations could explain the discrepancy in Rashi. And as I say, the idea that Tamid in particular is about finding a Nikar Zman to distinguish between Boker and Erev, but it's still about a Kiyum HaMitzvah, is one thing. But if we're talking about Korban Pesach, Bein Arbayim, right, it seems we're not distinguishing between Boker you know, the Talmud of Boker and the Talmud of Ben Ravayim anymore, right? There's no Nikar Din at all, presumably. But more than that, the whole Din of Korban Pesach, as I said, is about the Zman of Korban Pesach. The whole Sugim Psachim, basically, to answer Tosfos' question, is not like a low plug to make sure that the Shechita is not done ala Chametz. It's to say, you know what? When does Chag HaMatzos, when does Pesach really begin? Right? So one way to say it is, you know, in a diluted form, it already begins at Chatzos, Erev Chag HaMatzos, because that's Chag HaPesach. That's the time of Shechitas Korban Pesach. So it's the Tchilas HaZman. And it's also not the Befoal, you know, necessarily, when you would do the Shechitas Korban Pesach. So, for example, even the Michas Chinuch and the Achronim who assume that Shechitas Korban Pesach also shouldn't be done, at least the Chatchila, before Sheishu Machtza, none of them are going to tell you that in the Gemara, that Achilek depends on Sheishu Machtza. For sure it doesn't. I'm just arguing that even the Shechitas Korban Pesach is not a Din of Bein Rabbayim as opposed to or together with Baboker. To me, then, there's this dialectic between the Bein Rabbayim and the Boker. On the one hand, they go together, especially according to the Rambam, who counts them as one. On the other hand, they are a contrast, because it's got to be one Baboker and one Ba'erev. Even in the Torah itself, they're presented together. That's why the Rishalmi could say that there's a Hava Mina, or there's just two. It's a Shir and one, you know, one Korban, two of them. Okay, so we don't hold that Lamaskana. So it's two that represent or that are strewn throughout the day. But they go together on the one hand, but on the other hand, you have to make sure that it's Nikar for the Erev, that it's not Baboker. It's certainly not Boker anymore at Chatzos, but if it isn't Nikar Libnei Adam, then that's a problem. But Korban Pesach isn't about that. Korban Pesach is about the Zman of Chag HaPesach, of Shechitas HaPesach. Before, would you actually do the Shechita? Maybe not even that for other dinim. But maybe that's what Shechitas HaPesach initiates this Zman. It's not that it has to represent, you know, the nighttime period of that day as if there's a... That whole idea doesn't apply. No Tmidius in Korban Pesach. But it's not Stam, a Hakrava on a Korban. This is very critical for our year, you know, Limud. It's not a Stam a Korban either. It's a rule-breaking korban that defines the tkufa that generates, as we'll discuss soon, a kind of miktas yom tov, you know, with halal and possibly iser malacha, you know, and some of the dinim of chametz from that time. That's all about chatzos. That's why the Rambam says what he says, which is that Zman is part of the Hagdara of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, not part of the Hagdara of the mitzvah of Tzmidim. The mitzvah of Tzmidim is one mitzvah. It's Kol Yom. Of course there's Zmanim, but it's not this and that. Right? It's whatever's captured by the Dinim. So there's a din of, you know, throughout the day should be a day of Korbanos. And, you know, then try to figure out the Zmanim that fit with that. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, it's exactly about the Zman and what the reason, what is symbolized by doing this, and what is caused by Shechitas HaPesach. And moreover, that even spills over into the first part of the day. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the Rambam L'shitaso holds like Ben Bseira. Moreover, that explains also why the Sugya and Psachim, Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, which is about Derech Rechoka, that's not about Tamid. It's about Shechitas HaPesach, and it's about the Tkufa, what constitutes Derech Rechoka. For Rashi, it starts from Tchila Zman HaShechita till end of Zman HaShechita. But for the Rambam, the Chiddush of the Rambam is that it starts from the morning until you reach the point of the Shechita Zman HaPesach. The two things are curious. Why do we care about the morning? I mean, logically, Tosus makes much more sense. Tosus says, listen, if at the time when the mitzvah begins, at Chatzos, you can't get to the Azara, you know, at any point before it's too late to do the Korban Pesach, then that's called Derech Rechok. It depends on before on the Kiyama Mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's very strange. Right? You can get to the Azara and do the end of the mitzvah. Right? But if you can't get there for the Tchilas Hazman, you're Bederech Rechoka. Why? Moreover, that's what the din of Derech Rechoka depends on Chatzos. Right? According to some Achronim, you can't even be makir of the Korban Pesach at that point. Lamaisa, even the Rambam agrees you can't, because you have to be makir after the Tamid. Right? So you say, oh, well, the Tamid is part of it. But if the Tamid is part of it, so then let's make it Sheisha Machzah, give you another half hour for Derech Rechoka. Why does it depend on Chatzos? So you say it depends on Tchilas. Why? Several questions, right? But I think the answer is simple. Number one, the Rambam is a Shitaso, the Paskins Ben Besera, that the Psul of Lolishma begins Baboker already, Achilek. It's all the same day. It's the Tkufas Hazman of Korban Pesach. And that Tkufa intensifies at Chatzos. By the way, the Rambam speaks about the Easter of the din of Isra Shehiyas Chametz, he quotes Korban Pesach, like the Gemara. And some of the Mepharshim were upset about it. Iluchas Chametz Matzah. Korban Pesach for the Rambam is a tkufa. It's a mechayev and a reflection of a tkufa. And the tkufa begins at Chatzos. Even if befoal, you can't do it before the Korban Tamid, so it's not going to be earlier than Sheish HaMakzah, it's even going to be later. But I'm not so sure that if the Rambam, if there was no Tamid, that you couldn't actually bring the Korban Pesach at Chatzos. I don't think there's any indication of that in the Rambam at all. It's an assumption in the Midrash Chinuch and other Chorim. I understand where the assumption comes from. Bein Rabbi and Bein Rabbi. But maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam. And therefore what he says in it was Korban Pesach in Perek Tes, and what he says in, or where was it, Parkei Halachatas, when he says in Psulei Mukdashim, his emphasis on Zman in the three different ways that he does it, his emphasis on only on Chatzos and Korban Pesach and Doraisa and Shesha Mechza in Tamid, all of this is part of a single perspective. All this is part of a single idea. Okay. Having said that, the time is running late, and I said I would try to be a little earlier. So I'm going to skimp a little bit on the second. Maybe if I get a chance, I'll do more. But in light of this, let's talk about the second Chiddush of the Rambam. I mean, the second Chiddush of the Mishnah, which is that Korban Pesach is always after Tamid. Okay, you'll delay Korban Pesach because of Tamid. We already saw a little bit in some of the Achronim that we saw on the Marsha and others, that there's an interesting question about integrating the Tamid, whether, like, is it Ad Kedei Kach that the Bein Rabbayim of Korban Pesach is defined by the Tamid? Right? Or going back to what we said, right. Is it even Ad Kedei Kach? So the Mokar for this din is in the Gemara. The Gemara says here on Nun Chesam Beis and Tesam and Aleph, Tana Rabbanan Tamid Karim LePesach, Pesach Karim LeKtoras, Ktoras Kodemus LeNeros, Yuuchar Davar Shenem Obar Ba'erev Ubeinu Arbayim, LeDavar Shalonem Arbo Ba'erev Ubeinu Arbayim. Bilba, sorry. And then the Ktoras and the Neros part are complicating factors. Either way, I'm not going to have time for them, and I'm not going to go into them right now, but they're very interesting. This is the Makar that Pesach comes after the Tamid. But what's not clear is what the nature of this halacha is. The facts are clear. Is it a technicality? Is it a din in Pesach that it needs to be after the Tamid? It needs the precedence of the Tamid? Is it a din in the Tamid, right, that it needs to be before the Pesach? Is it something, it's not a din in either, but a din that reflects the singular character of Pesach? What is this din? Maybe it's just a din of Tadir, Vishena Tadir Kodem. But what is the nature of this particular halach? So, just to highlight it, let me highlight it in two ways, and then tell you just very briefly a couple of approaches, and the details I'll leave either for another time, or I'll just leave them, and, you know, if anybody wants to pursue them, they'll pursue. Tosas al-Atar asks the question of Tadir, right? Small Tosas on top of Nun Tes Samed Aleph. Afagav de Tamid Tadir. Why do you need lo yuchar erev ubeinu arbayim? What do you need that for? Right? Why don't you just say Tamid ben arbayim would bring every day. Korban Pesach is once a year. Tamid Tadir says Tosas itzrich lemichtav havamina shapesach yaktim mishumaleh hashleim. Right, there's a conflict between Tadir and Aleh HaShleim. So the Lo Yuchar is telling you that Aleh HaShleim doesn't apply to Pesach. Doesn't say why. But then Mimela, the din is that Tadir is Koda. I'm not sure you have to read Tosis this way, but that's certainly a way to read Tosis. The way Minchas Chinuch certainly read Tosis. Meaning Tosas is asking, let this be din Tadir. The answer is it is. How come the Gemara doesn't say that? Because you need a limud to teach you that Aleh HaShleim doesn't apply. If that's the case, then the priority, then what's interesting is why does Aleh HaShleim not apply? Right, that's interesting. But the priority of Tamid to Pesach per se, right, that's not, that there's no such din, really, right? You know, if there was, it's not, we're not saying Tabit is an integral part of, or can be a kiyum in Pesach. We're not saying anything like that. We're saying Tadav Shena Tadav, Tadav Ko. Okay? However, what Tosa says is not so simple. First of all, the question is not so simple. We never find Tadav Shena Tadav on Tamid Shobain or Abayim. First of all, you might say that it's Tadir, especially if it's one integrated din with the Tamid Shoboker. You know, so we, it's Tadir, it's taken care of by the Boker. You know, it's Kadima. Moreover, if the din of Aleh HaShleim is a defining element in Tamid Shobain or Abayim, not just an additional element, and maybe that depends on the Rambam versus the Ramban that I was referring to before. So, on the contrary, maybe part of the Hagdara of Tamid Shobeinu Arbayim is that it needs to be Meuchar. It needs to be the last Korban. So you never, by definition, you're not going to say Tadir Kodem, right? Because the Hagdara of this Korban is its Meucharness, you know, if you will. So there are numerous reasons to think that Tadir does not apply at all to Tamid Shobeinu Arbayim. Not so simple at all. Moreover, the Minchas Chinuch has a lengthy piece in which he quotes the Ramban about Mila and all sorts of things. He basically suggests that the din of Tadir, Vishena Tadir, Tadir Kodem, should not apply in a case of Asei Dekares, and that the whole like assumption of Tosa's question is wrong. Okay? Now you can argue with this, Minchas Chinuch. I think he makes a lot of assumptions that are debatable based on different, you know, perspectives of different issues. Nonetheless, according to the Minchas Chinuch, the reason that Tamid is prior to Korban Pesach is not midin tadir, certainly not lamaskan. Okay, what is the reason? And again, there would be all sorts of nafkamina. Even if you have to look at, you have to connect the sugya in Zvachim Tzadi Aleph, which I'm not going to do right now. You have to learn how to read that sugya. But the Minchas Chinuch himself comes to the conclusion that it's not midin tadir. It's also not midin that Korban Pesach needs to have tamid in front of it. In other words, there's a din in Korban Pesach, and it should come after the tamid. Not that at all. Rather, there are giluye milsa, le'yuchar, you know, adavar, be'erev, ben rabayim, is to teach you that lechatchila, the zman of Korban Pesach, right, is later than the tamid. And therefore, it's later. It comes after the, it's after Allah Shleim because it's after the zman, you know, ha-tamid. So that, for example, the Mainaf Gemina, let's say for whatever reason, there was no Korban Tamid in the Mikdash that day, right? It's the only reason, you know, that we delay Korban Pesach till after the Tamid is because of, you know, Tadir Shenu Tadir Tadir Kodem. So if there's no competition, you would bring it at Sheish Machtza, says the Minchas Chinuch. Or I'm saying, according to what I said before for the Rama, maybe even at Sheish. Right? Or if the only reason to delay, you know, the Korban Pesach is because it needs to be in the, you know, after the Tamid for some reason, either because it integrates with the Tamid in a special way, what I was alluding to in terms of the Pesukim and the Rambam's, you know, connection between Tamid and the various Moadim, maybe. Or maybe for the opposite reason that I'm going to explain in a minute, that you dafka want it outside of the framework of the Tamidim, and not to connect it so much and to follow it, but to be outside of it. So then if there's no Tamid, then you can have an earlier reason time for the Korban Pesach. Minchas Chinuch says that's not true. No such thing. Okay. Without going to all the details, Yor Sameach, the Shagas Aryeh, part of whom he quotes the Shagas Aryeh, Yor Sameach, also very interesting, they almost say the opposite in one respect, I'll explain, suggests that it's the din that the Pesach follow the Tamid. Shagas Aryeh says, it's a din that Pesach followed Tamid. Yor Sameach says it's a din that the Tamid precede the Pesach. Okay, I'm going to leave those are very interesting. What you do with the Gemara and Tzadi Aleph, maybe there are two dinim. But what I'd like to suggest as we're wrapping up, and I'm sorry I'm skipping so much and running, is that maybe there is another possibility. Although this also could be part of the idea of why you dafka want to be after the Tamid. That's what I alluded to before. Not so much that either the Tamid or Pesach benefits, you know, from, you know, the order, as much as that this is a way of highlighting that the Korban Pesach is a singular Korban. I always like to point out, talked about it in the Hakdama to Zvachim too, and I'm just going to overlap references very quickly in a moment. Korban Pesach is not even discussed in the Rambam in Sefer Avodah, right? It's in Sefer Korbanos. It's not mentioned in Vayikra. It's not mentioned in Pinchas, except the allusion of Pesach LaHashem on this day. You don't even mention Ben Arbayim, interestingly, in the Parsha in Pinchas. Very intriguing. Only in five. You know, somebody said to me, the Torah in Emor and Pinchas. In one place it says Bein Arbayim, from Pesach, other place not. I would have been certain that in Pinchas it would say Bein Arbayim. After all, that's the Parsha of the Musafim and, you know, Karbanos in general and the Tamidim. Yes. But Korban Pesach is not a Musaf, right? And it's not a Vayikra Korban, and it's not in Sefer Avodah. Right, it's a singular korban in its own right. And that's the reason why, as we discussed last year, Mishnah says in the beginning of Zvachim, right, that Pesach and Chatas both have a psul lishma. Bishlam Chatas, you know, in terms of what's at stake relative to Ola and the other Karbanos. But Kachim Kalim, Pesach, it's not because of its Chumra. Moreover, the Makar Lashem, Pesach Lashem, and especially the din that we discussed in the beginning of last year, and then Jonah, I don't know if he's here, discussed even further. And that is that the Rambam is Mechadesh, and the Ramban seems to disagree, that Pesach L'Shem Chulin, you don't apply the din of Bimina Makriv, Shelo Bimina Lo Makriv, but you apply to Chatas. So in one respect, Korban Pesach is even more Chamor, if you can say that, it probably isn't the din of Chumra, but it's in the nature, than Chatas. That's very shocking. Why should that be? Last year we discussed 2 days in the Yor Sameach, either because it's more Kachim Kalim and therefore it's not as much Shalobam, you know, with Chulin, or because it's more singular. There's no, there may be something in generic in Achatas, but there's nothing generic in Korban Pesach. It's a Shmos Korban, not a Vayikra Korban. It is, it's Hagdara of Mechitzos is different, the Zman Achila and Zman Akrav are different. The whole focus is on Achila versus Kapar. That's a major, major theme throughout all these prakim, right? The Zman Shechitas Kaveh from Minui and Chibur and Chabura, rather, right? And even again, talk about Shinui Bailim. You know, the Shechita of Korban Pesach defies the Shechita of other Karbanos when it comes to these dinim, maybe with the exception of the Rambam. But even for the Rambam, there are some expressions of that. The role of Shechita as opposed to Zrika, in all of Korban Pesach, is preeminent. The Torah says, V'shachtu also, the Rambam, when he wants to formulate the mitzvah of Korban Pesach in the Koteret, and in the beginning of Os Korban Pesach, speaks about Shechitas HaPesach. In Sefer HaMitzvos, it's curious that it talks about Havas or Akravas HaPesach. In Sefer HaMitzvos, with regard to Pesach Sheni, it's Shechitas HaPesach, and there's some discussion in the like Arabic translations about this whole why Dafka and Sefer Mitzvah, he says, you know, Havas or Kakrava rather than Shechita. But in general, the role of Shechita is pronounced. We learn out Shlichos from Shechita's Korban Pesach, famous discussion. Rabar Krinker in the, you know, Minchas Baruch, who's Talmud of the Chaim Mivalajan, talks extensively about this. So the Shechita in other Karbanos doesn't play the same role. It's not a separate mitzvah. It's not singled out the way it is in Korban Pesach. Therefore, the Shechita of the Korban Pesach is something you need Shlichos for. Anyways, the point is that the role of Ichila, the role versus Zrika, the role of Tzibur V'Yachid, which I'll get to in just a second, Korban Pesach's status as a Korban, somewhere in between Yachid and Tzibur, because it's brought to Kenufia. In some Gemaras, it's called Tzibur. In some Gemaras, it's called Yachid. Very interesting. It's a topic. Somebody else doesn't do it, I'll do it. But it's an amazing topic. I talked about the Minchas Chavitin earlier in the Par Kohen Gadol. I think, again, in my Akdama to Yuma, I mentioned, you know, the Pesach as well and the Kenufia part. There are very few Korbanos that have this kind of in-between status. A Korban Yachid, but also with Tzibur-esque elements. And you have to pin that down. But that's a rule breaker. Every member of Klal Yisrael has to be in a Chabura, right, a category which we don't know anywhere else. It's not exactly the same as Shutfus, not the same as Tzibur, right? And they bring it to Kenufia. All of these dinim, and many more, I always like to explain, Korban Pesach is a Korban of Emunah, as the Chinuch points out. The din of Orel and Nechar, the Torah itself, right? Zos, Chukas, you know, a Pesach, Kol ben Nechar leYochabo. Why? And the way that the Rambam understands Kol ben Nechar leYochabo in particular, and again, I'm happy to speak about that separately. I've spoken about it in my shiurim in the past. Both Orel Benechar. All of these dinim are different in Korban Pesach than elsewhere. The Chinuch just felicitously uses the expression that Korban Pesach is a Korban of Emuna. It's a very powerful Ad she yishutu le Eloheihem le'eneihem. Korban Pesach triggered a Yontif. It reflects and triggers a Yontif. Reb Hananel says that it's implicit in the Rambam, and it's the Shechita and the Achila, frankly, both, that accomplish this. Oh. So having said this, it should be clearer, maybe, why Aleh HaShleim does not apply to Korban Pesach. And it isn't just Gzeiras HaKasuv. It's a way of saying that the regular Marechet of Korbanos, maybe even the Tmidius of that, or at least, you know, the bookends, the framework, Ola Ola Rishona and Aleh HaShleim, doesn't apply to Korban Pesach. Part of the kiyum of Korban Pesach is that it is outside that range. It doesn't mean it has nothing in common with other Korbanos. Of course, there are many, many overlaps. That's part of the challenge of our Lima. But having said that, all these things and many more highlight, but the challenge in each case is to figure out, this is a prat, this is a gzeres hakasuv, or A, you know, is a result of B, and C is a result of D, or whether or not the pattern in all of these establishes that the Korban Emuna of Korban Pesach is unique in every way. If this is the case, then of course it can't be Koda. Now it's fascinating in the Rambam that the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim, just give me another couple of minutes to wrap this up, but it would be criminal if I didn't at least get this on the record and discuss it. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tmidim discusses the exception of Korban Pesach. That's not surprising, but it's interesting the way that he formulates it. Second, Rambam says, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Tamid Shubin Rabbayim Shokno Samishiyar Chatzel, Vayuka Lakar Sheherich, we already discussed that, Pumishesh Mosu Mechza Mala Ad Sof Hayom, Vala Yishokno Samichol Yom Ala Bishmona Shos Machza Vakari Betesho Machza, Vlama Ma'achrono So Shte Shos, Achar Tchilas Zman Shchitaso, Mipnea Karbonos Shil Yechidim O Shil Tzibur. Fish also lahakiv korban klal kodim tamid shel shachar below shochtin korban achar tamid shel ben arbayim chutz mi korban a pesach levad. Hold off for there just 1 second. I'm going to get to the main part of that in just a second. But again, you know, my yitzhar is too big. So this a quick ha'ara from the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah says, I don't understand. Kasha, ma tam usha also lahakiv kodim a tamid shel shachar. The Rambam is trying to explain why we delay 2 hours the Tamid. Why don't we use reason magdimin in its extent that sheishu mechza? So what does Rambam say? Because you can't bring any karbanos before shachris, and you can't bring any karbanos la'achar ben arbayim. And if you need to get tmidim, if you need to get nedarim in the davos, then you have to delay the Tamid shel ben arbayim. Says the Lecha Mishnah, great, but what's he telling? Why is he quoting the halacha of Asa Lahakriv Kodim Tamid Shel Shachar? What does that have to do with delaying? Bishlomo Mashikasav Sheni Cholim Lahakriv Achar Tamid Bin Arbayim, Hutam Nachum Sholi Cholim Lahakriv Nadarmun Davos, Kachutzer Kalaacher. Aval Sholi Yukal Lahakriv Kodim Tamid Shel Shachar. How does that help you, Ichor Tamid Shel Bin Arbayim? Oh, because you couldn't get them in before the day, so you have to get them. He says, what is that? I think it's another way of saying, why is he quoting Ola Ola Rishon when all he needs to quote is Aleh HaShleim? I think the Ramban, maybe, assuming that he's an argument at a different point, might have been comfortable with that question. But I think for the Rambam, the din of Ola Ola Rishon and the din of Aleh HaShleim, they say he tries to quote them together. This is one of the examples that I mean. Because what he's saying is, the Tmidim are one kiyum. They're the bookends. They're the bookends of the day in Karbanos. Of course, the fact that you can't be makriv, kodim tamid shaboker, of course that's irrelevant to why we delay from 6:30, from sheshu machtza to shmona machtza. But I'm trying to give the whole explanation. I'm not saying, it's not just exeris akasuv. It is a din in the marechet of the day in the mikdash of karbanos. That's the pshat. So then the Rambam says, fascinating, she'ef shar, the only exception is Korban Pesach, right? She'ef shar she'akrivu kol yisrael pischeim b'shtei shos. Because it's impossible for all kol yisrael to do this in 2 hours. Says the Lecha Mishnah, another kasha. So let whoever can get it in. They won't violate Aleh Hashleim. Everybody's going to delay. I mean, you're going to allow everybody, you want everybody to do after because you can't get everybody before? What's the point? Moreover, says the Lecha Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, it says Erev, it says Bein Arbayim, right? Yeuchar, Masha. The Gemara didn't quote this thing. You could also add that after the Rambam says this, why does he need to say in the next halacha, Ein shochlin is a pesach ala achar tamid shel bein arbayim? He just said that. And then he adds, v'chein b'chusar kippurim, makrivin kaparas an achar tamid shel bein arbayim. That might be a different halacha. It's another exception. Kideshu tahorin lachol pischeim la'erev. If you have psulam mukdashim, I'm sorry, you have b'chusar kippurim, right, so that isn't Korban Pesach, but that too is Aleh Hashleim. There's an exception to Aleh Hashleim. Sounds like partly connected and partly disconnected. So I'd like to suggest is that the Rambam was saying was one of two things. First of all, I'll answer the first question of Lecha Mishnah, which is let whoever can get it in before. It's a long day. I mean, three chaburas, the whole bit. Let whoever gets it in before get it in. They'll have a kiyum of not violating Aleh Hashleim. The answer is no. The fact that all Klal Yisrael can't do this at the same time means that no one should do it at the same time. That's part of the yisod of Korban Pesach status as a Korban Yachid should. Shehuva b'kenufya, which has elements of being a carbon seabor. And maybe what we're saying is, one of the reasons why there's no Aleh Hashleim is to accentuate that point. Then the second halacha is, and once you can, once is to say to address the Lecha Mishnah, the fact that it is Bikanufya and Bitsipur, meaning it's a totally different kind of korban, we almost don't have anything like it. Again, I'm suggesting two broad parallels. You know, the power of the Kohen Gadol, you know, the Minchas Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. But even there, they of course are different. But in the end of the day, this highlights that Korban Pesach is just different. And that's the next halacha. And therefore, anything even that serves Korban Pesach is excluded from this particular halacha. The Mechusrei Kapara, don't have, you can get the Mechusrei Kapara in before. There's no impossibility. The Din Tzibur, the fact that we don't break the Tzibur, highlights that Korban Pesach is simple, singular and unique. Why would you even want to get it in before? So here I'd like to say one of two things. Either this is one of the points in the Rambam to establish the uniqueness of Korban Pesach and why it's out of the Marechet, or there might be a different point. And that is, on the one hand, there's a motivation to delay, to have the Tamid first, and for Dafka to be an exception to Aleh Hashleim. It dramatizes, right, the singular status of the Korban Pesach. At the same time, delaying the Korban Pesach brings it closer, a second reason, to the Zman HaAchila. Rarely do you have a, do you have any other korban where the Zman HaAkrava is not a Zman HaAchila? Right? So by delaying, that's the second point, you, I mean, the whole point of the Korban Pesach is Achila, the Shkita and the Achila, not the Kapara and the Zrika. And yet, that whole Tkufa, you don't eat it? It's only, the mitzvah is only by Erev? That's another, could be another factor. But let's go a step further. On the other hand, the Rambam Lashitaso of all Rishonim, right, professes sympathy, not sympathy, partially paskins like one of the views of Bemsera. The Rambam thinks that the Zman of Korban Pesach in the bigger sense already exists b'voker. And certainly begins at Chatzos, even before the Tamid. The Foal. It connects to Baboker in two ways. Number one, Bemsera, the Rams Psakim Psulim Akdashim, Peretezvah, but also in his view of Derech Rechoka, right, which was dependent upon your ability to travel to the Azara from the beginning of the morning, right, till right into the beginning of Chatzos. And which also accentuated that Chatzos, in addition to the other Makoros that we quoted, is the Zman of Korban Pesach. In some respects, you could say that the Zman of Korban Pesach is prior to the Talmud. So why would you delay it? You might want to connect it to Boker, the Boker, which is part of a day in which is Korban Pesach. So that's why the Rambam, that's either way, this is the point where he's saying this isn't a regular korban, that's one possibility. Whether I'm saying, even though it's not a regular korban, you are kind of facing a dialectic. On the one hand, you're tempted that it should be before the Tamid, because it begins at Chatzos, even before perhaps, and not Chatzos Umechza. And the Boker is relevant to the Korban Pesach, as reflected at least in my two, if not more, Psakim. On the other hand, the point that it's outside of the Mareches of the Tmidim, and maybe also symbolically using that to connect it more with the Zman HaAchila, that goes in the other direction. So if that's the case, that's the reason for the Rambam's very kind of, dialectical approach, right, to this whole issue. Now, if this is the case, so again, we have to look more at the Kenufia, the Sugyas in Psachim, Samach Beis, Amid Beis, Zvachim Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Betzibur Kibiyachid, the Sugyas in Yuma Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, that whole question of Tzibur and Yachid, a Tumahutra Betzibur, whole discussion in Ritzui Tzitz, and Korban Pesach. These are food for thought for future Chaburas. I was trying to do that in the Hagdama. Mikash David has very interesting discussion of the Korban Tzibur issue for Ritzui Tzitz, as do other Acharonim. The idea of Gimel Kitos and the Halal and the Yom Tov aspect of Erev Pesach, which I think can be demonstrated. I always like to quote the Havamina in the Mechilta and in the Sifrei that, you might have thought that you'd have to bring Korban Pesach for Geirus no matter the time of the year. It's just a different korban. It's a korban of Emunah. And if this is the case, we should also examine two other korbanos. One is, and with this I'm going to stop, one is Chagigas Yedalid. Ram has a very unique shita on Chagigas Yedalid, different than Yerushalmi and Balei Tosis, etc. In my opinion, the Ram holds that Chagigas Yedalid is part of the korban Yom Tov of Chag HaPesach, Erev Chag HaMatzos. There's an interesting suffix in the Mishnah Melech and the Tzlach, whether or not Chagigas Yedalid is before or after the Tamid. It may very well depend also on Shaklam Tari, the Gemara, Bem Seir, and the Rabbanan, the details of how much Korban Pesach and Chagigas Yudalid integrate. That's one. And, of course, equally fascinating, Pesach Sheni. Which of these dinim does Pesach Sheni have? The Mishnah Melech, and Tosfos points out that Tosfos Menachos and Yuma debate whether Pesach Sheni is brought within or after Aleha Hashlem. So for Chagigas Yudalid, for example, the connection to the Achila and Achila Lasova, that's the Mechayev that shares it. It's also Kiyum and Korban Pesach. On the other hand, there's certainly no din, Knufia, or Tzibur. There's, you know, no Yuuchar HaKasuv, there's no Xeris HaKasuv. Similarly, Pesach Sheni, there's no din Knufia, there's no din Tzibur. The relationship between Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon is a very fascinating topic. Another topic which should be done, several topics, and again, I'm willing to discuss that as well. I always thought it's very, very telling that the Isser Kares, which has such plays such an important role in Korban Pesach, in some respects even different and more than Mila, in the Torah is presented in the context of the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. And the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, whether the famous exchange between Rav Avraham and Rambam and Rav Daniel Bavli, but you know, whether it's more like you know, the Hashlama or the Tashlumim of a Chagiga or like Shmini Atzeres, you know, Chag B'fnei Atzmo, or something in between, is a very relevant issue. And, you know, the accompaniments of Matzah and Maror, all of these play an important role as well. So what I'm suggesting is that the special relationship between Pesach and Tamid and Lo Yuchar could be tested through Chagigas Yudalid and Pesach Sheni, but we also need to analyze those very unique karbanos themselves, and particularly for the Rambam, they are especially singular, even relative, right, to other Rishonim. Okay, so we'll stop here. I'm sorry I'm a little over time, but it could have been worse. It could have been worse. So just to sum up, we were trying to discuss the Zmanim. It was really like a halacha l'maisa shir on, you know, when are you supposed to bring the Talmid and when are you supposed to bring the Korban Pesach? And basically what the relationship is between those two things. And we began by discussing Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi and Rava and the Yerushalmi, and how Korban Pesach fits into all of those, and whether or not Tamidim, Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim, what its relationship is to the other Tamid, and what kind of halacha it is, and whether that depends on Minyan Mitzvos, and, you know, the relationship to Olal Rishona and Aleha, you know, Hashleim, and how that figures in terms of understanding, you know, the Zman. Both Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi and for Rava, Rach's view of Rava, the Achronim's discussion of Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi regarding Korban Pesach, Marsha, and all of that. From there, we went on to discuss whether or not Tamid is Chatzos or Sheshu Mechza, Doraisa, Drabanan, Chatkila, B'diavad, what kind of halacha is that? The mixed evidence in the Gemaras and Rishonim, maybe even Stira and Rashi, the view of the Rambam, etc., and the different perspectives on that. And that was an opening to try to discuss whether or not there's a kiyum b'foal of when you do things, as opposed to a region or a zone of time, a zman, and whether there are two halachos, and which halachos depend on which dinim, including tefillah, which may depend on one or the other, might be more pronounced in one or the other. And that from there, we went on to analyze not only different perspectives on Tamid, but maybe that's Gufa. We noted that, especially for the Rambam, Korban Pesach is all about Chatzos, and he emphasizes the Zman, and he even has things on Yom Yadalid, but certainly emphasizes the Zman, and so on and so forth. And then to try to explain along these same lines that, you know, some of the dinim of Tamid don't apply at all to Korban Pesach. And on the contrary, the Zman of Korban Pesach, in terms of impact on Dine Chametz or other things, or, you know, Richuk, Mokom, you know, etc., may totally be the Zman Halacha. And then we went on to analyze the status of Korban Pesach more generally, you know, why it is that there's a din of Yeuchar, and whether that's simply din of Tadir, or that's a special din, the connection between the Tamid and Pesach, either from the Tamid standpoint or from Pesach standpoint. You know, maybe it's just about integrating them, you know, along the lines of the Psukim in the Rambam about the relationship between Tamid and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Pesach, as opposed to the other Chagim, or other reasons. And my own suggestion, which is that really, really, this is about where Korban Pesach fits in as a singular Karban, and that there is good reason to think that on the one hand, you would want to connect it earlier even to Baboker, and especially if it begins at Chatzos and it's connected to things that happen in the morning, especially according to the Rambam. On the other hand, there would be reasons to delay it. Number one, to connect it to Achila, and number two, just to show that it's outside of the Marechet of the Tmidim, and it really is a singular Karban, in all the many different ways that that is true, when we just touched on a couple of details of each, and there are more. And then, finally, in light of that, to examine and to explore, what about Chagigas Yudalid, and what about Pesach Sheni, among other things. Okay, so we'll finish with that. I'll get in touch with Rav Schechter this evening. Hopefully we'll have a Chabura next Thursday, and then Rav Willig the week after, and then after Pesach again, if you're ready, we'll start. If not, I'm happy to take some other topic as well. Any questions? Are we good? So I wish you all a good Shabbos.
Sorry. Thank you, Rabbi.
And yeah. As you can see, it's a very interesting topic.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I just thought, then two quick cards. One, did Rebbe ever fear ice that saying that that the dinim of Zman and Pesach, Tamid are not tracked to Pesach, are also going to answer Bishu ben Levi?
Say that one more time.
That the dinim of the specific Zman and Bepoel that you have by Pesach, by Tamid, like Michinat Tutsal or Erev, the fact that those are not, don't transfer to Pesach because Tamid has a specific din, there's a dialectic between the Biker and the Arab, there's an Indian by Tamid to emphasize the fact to be Nicker in the afternoon, that doesn't transfer to Pesach, would also answer the Kasha on Rishu ben Levi.
Yeah. I thought I was saying that also could be. Yeah. Meaning why Rishu ben Levi is not applicable to Pesach.
And also, Rebbe asked. Well,
I thought I said the overlapping for several different reasons, but that was certainly one of them.
Yeah. Also, the Rebbe's kashrut and Rashi. Rashi is over here. Seems to be sizer himself.
That's a question.
Right. The teretz could be like if you understand that Rashi holds the same din as the Rambam, the teretz would be pasha. That the Raisa, there's only a din of nicker, but it wasn't in the Raisa. The teretz was never kaveh what's considered nicker, so there. That works much better with the Dahainus. Rashi doesn't seem to be machalik between one din daraisa and entirely different din darabanan. Rashi seems to be saying daraisa sheishu mechza, and then somehow through a Dahainu gets to the sheish, and somehow the Dahainu gets to the sheishu mechza. It seems to be somehow that's a fulfillment of the din daraisa, which is that sheish.
I'm not following. The first Rashi seems to say that when you calculate, you're calculating based on chatzos, and that's a din daraisa.
And that's the Raisa.
And the second Rashi seems to say that according to Rava, that the Zman Hakrava is Sheishu Machza. So what I was trying to say was...
In the exact same Rashi. Rashi Debrei Maskel Ella, in Rava. Rashi says that the Hainu Mechinati Tzeler Erev, and then he says the Hainu Mechati Shava Ve'elech. It's Mashmei saying that the din he started off with, which is Sheish Daraisa, is somehow the exact same din of Chetzi Sheva, which is Durabana. And it's not a separate din.
Well, I don't know. What I was suggesting was, and I think what the Tzlach understood was, that this Rashi said the only din Durabana is Shmona Machza, but the din of Sheshu Machza is completely Duraisa. I mean, this Rashi starts off by saying that.
Yeah.
That's not the stira. The stira is that the previous Rashi says that Sheshu Machza is Rabbana, is that Chatzos is Doraisa.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He's saying, Kula Takanta Drabana meaning Shmono Machza, and then he said, Dibidaraisa, it's Sheshu Machza.
And that, right? That's there's in that Rashi itself. Rashi starts off by saying Sheshu Machza Sheish is Doraisa, and then three lines later he's saying Sheshu Machza is Doraisa.
No. Rashi starts off by saying that Shmono Machza is Drabana. He's talking about Elam Arava.
Elam Arava, yeah.
So it goes like this. Kula Takanta Drabanan hi, meaning the Mishnah of Shmono Machza, yeah. Right? Dimidaraisa Kol Shesho Sachronos. Oh, because it's Kol Shesho Sachronos.
Yeah.
Kol Shesho Sachronos. But then he says, the Hainu Mechatzi Sheva. So I thought he meant, you know, like, it's like our Arbaim of Malchus, you know? That's how I was reading it.
Okay.
I was talking more about, you know, the previous Rashi, which I think is way more explicit. And that's right. But according to what I was saying in the end, which was there's a Zman and then there's a Kiyum Befoal Zman, I think that works fine in the Amar Rava Rashi too, if that's what you're saying.
I'm thinking that the reason I like it is that the way the Rabbi's saying it over, there's two separate dinim. So the Dahainu is a Shtikl Shver because it's not a Dahainu. It's not an extension or an expansion of the previous din. It's an entirely new din.
Right. No, I understand. You can say that. Okay. Very good. Good to see you all.
Rabbi.
And Ot Chazon LaMoed. Jared.
Rabbi.
Jared and Jake, when you get a chance, just give me a call just to catch up.
Okay? Thank you. Rabbi, the Rabbi.